the rest of the story. Dad wanted a son in his own image. So at birth, the boy became a junior. Henry Giesenbier, Jr. And as a result, nobody ever called him Henry. To distinguish him from his father in conversation, family and friends began to call him High, and so shall you and I. High Giesenbier. Born June 26, 1892 in St. Louis, Missouri, one of six children. Now, the Giesenbiers were typical of most turn-of-the-century middle-income families in St. Louis. They were never really poor, although High dropped out of school in the eighth grade to work full-time. He perpetuated his own education by reading a lot. Still in his teens, he grew interested in banking. As a young man getting started in the field, he often stayed at the bank until 2 or 3 in the morning, studying bookkeeping and so on. You see, High was determined not to fall into the prevalent pattern. Young man goes to work, gets nowhere fast. It should be explained that by the time High was in his teens, St. Louis was an old, basically conservative town. And then for growing up in, it was a dead town. Most youngsters were out of school and working by the age of 15, and often their first jobs were the jobs they died in 5 decades later. Clearly, High Giesenbier was a rare exception to the virtually inviolate rule. For young, insubstantially educated St. Louisans, there was practically no such thing as social or professional advancement. Now, let's say a young man was a go-getter. Let's say some young St. Louisan of that era was eager to succeed. He'd still be lucky to work his way up to clerk by the age of 35. By the time he had learned executive skills, he'd be in his 40s. And as far as High was concerned, this was just not fair. After all, 12 signers of the Declaration of Independence were under 35. Thomas Jefferson, when he authored that document, was only 33. So High Giesenbier, at the age of 18, decided to do something positive for the young men of St. Louis, and he started a dance club. A dance club? The Herculaneum Dance Club. Now, I know this sounds frivolous considering High's lofty intentions, but if young people were to improve their prospects, they'd first have to join forces socially. Within a couple of years, the Herculaneum Dance Club became the most popular such organization in the entire city. There were other dance clubs, of course, but none with high spirits and forward outlook. In 1914, the Herculaneum Dance Club merged with six other socially minded groups to form the Federation of Dancing Clubs. High served as president. The following year, he expanded that organization into something called the Young Men's Progressive Civic Association. And within 6 months, its membership had skyrocketed to 750 junior citizens. In fact, junior citizens was the group's next name. You're getting ahead of me, aren't you? And you're right, the members did abbreviate junior citizens to JCs. The St. Louis Dance Club, founded in 1910 by an 18-year-old eighth grade dropout, was the very beginning of an association that one day swept the world. The Junior Citizens became the Junior Chamber of Commerce, and now, again, as half a century ago, they call themselves the JCs. And now you know the rest of the story.